Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now here with Music on Records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ed Joyce, and good morning, everyone. Gee, what a messy, drippy, wet, cold, rainy day we're having in the city of Chicago today. Wherever you are, I hope it's a lot more pleasant than it is here. Not that we're losing sight of the fact that we love our hometown. But weather-wise, brother, you can have it today, because unless you spell your last name M-A-L-L-A-R-D, which, of course, is the name of a duck, this is not the season of the year that you'd like in this Middle West, because it's just been pouring for the last 24 hours around these parts, and no let-up in sight. Well, we have some wonderful music for you this morning, brought to you by our good friends, the Wrigley Spearmint Folk People. And one of the things I want to talk just very briefly about is that about 2 weeks ago, you remember we introduced on this particular program a new record by Patti Page. And we had the very delightful experience of playing two versions of the same song that Patti had cut just a very few hours before in the studio here in the city of Chicago. And it was unknown at that time which of the two versions of the record would actually be released by the Mercury Record Company and issued to the public. Remember, there was a multiple voice version and also a single voice version. Well, as we guessed that probably would happen, told you there at the day of the broadcast, the Mercury people and the commissars of the label decided that it should be the multiple voice, which is much more in style and keeping of the former Patti Page hits. And so that's the record that's finally released and issued, and which we play for you now, the finished version of a song that we introduced about 2 weeks ago, Patti Page with Croce di Oro.
You'll be gone when the dawn comes tomorrow. You'll be far, far away out at sea. So I give you this croce di oro. It will bring you home safely to me. Every hour we're apart will be sorrow. In the chapel a candle will burn. Take my love and this croce di oro. I will pray for you till you return. My darling, my darling, my darling, do you see that star in the blue? Each night I will give it a message, and the star will give it to you. Till we meet on that far off tomorrow, may the good Lord be with you and there, with the help of this croce. You'll be back in my arms once again.
Turned out to be a very, very pretty song, didn't it? Patti Page with Croce di Oro. In fairness to other people who have made that song, I'd like to have you know, too, so that you can compare the fact that a little English girl by the name of Joan Regan on a London record also made it. And I think it's just a matter of which your preference is. Joan's is single voice, and Patti, as you know it by this time, is multiple voice. But it's a beautiful song called Croce di Oro, which in Italian means cross of gold. You know, earlier we were telling you about what inclement weather we were having here in the Midwest today. Actually, it's nice to work for a product like Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, where weather is of no concern whatsoever. when you enjoy the product. And certainly it doesn't make any difference whether it's in the dead of winter and the sleet and the snow are flying, at least as it does around here, or whether it's the spring and all things are coming alive. Wherever you are and whoever you are, you're bound to enjoy the refreshing goodness of this fine, fine product. If you've not yet experienced the pleasure of always having Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum in your coat pocket, or perhaps in your pocketbook or the glove compartment of your car, I wish you'd switch over to this habit because it's a good one, believe me it is. It'll keep you relieved from all the worldly tensions that we build up within ourselves and will keep you relaxed and pleasantly refreshed. So will you try it sometime at your convenience? I don't ask anybody to ever run out and buy a product that we're trying to sell, but when it's convenient for you. Next time you have a few pennies in your pocket from change and you're buying the groceries, pick up a couple of packs of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. It's truly delightful. Well, the other morning, Bill Hayes, who of course you know as Davy Crockett from the Cadence Record Company, was in our studio. He brought a rather strange instrument called the pogo cello. And we turned the tape recording on and started asking Bill Hayes some questions. So here he is, the boy that used to wear a coonskin cap, Mr. William Hayes. Well, Bill, now that you've thrown away the coonskin cap and taken on the pogo cello, your lot in life is altogether different, isn't it?
It certainly is, Howie.
Wonderful having you here. What was the total sales of Davy Crockett? Have you ever had a figure given to you from Archie Blyer or from Cadence?
Well, all the totals aren't in from Canada, so it's a little difficult to tell, but we estimate it's right around $2 million.
That was a wonderful break for you, wasn't it? A very happy wedding between Bill Hayes and Cadence.
Fantastic.
Bill, where did your start actually come in show business? I know that basically you're a Middle Westerner, Chicago boy. Now,
yes.
Of course, you live in New York. Well, who gave you your start?
Well, my very first job, singing for money, was right here in Chicago. You see, Carousel came from New York to Chicago. They played here first after New York. And when they arrived, I had just finished college. My young brother, Phil, was looking for a summer job and asked for an audition in case they needed any tenor replacements. And when the card arrived saying your audition is a certain time and place, well, Phil couldn't even talk. He had a sore throat and had to stay in bed, so I was going to look for a job anyway, and scratched Phil off the card, put Bill on, and went down, sang the audition, sang, "I love life," as loud as I could, and got the job.
You got the job in Carousel, and then, of course, the show business was part of your life.
That's right.
How long ago was this, Bill?
This was in the summer of 1947.
Now, you had some successes, of course, great successes on television, but actually, until you joined Cadence Forces, very little success in records for MGM. What is your explanation for this sudden turn of events in which you couldn't give your records away for MGM, and they were excellent records, believe me. And then here, now you have a hard time keeping them in stock.
Well, my explanation is Archie Blyer. The guy is not only a great guy just personally, but he is a very deep thinker. He wants to do a good job in the business, and he will go to any extent, any end, to do a good job. He has a store, a record store, in Hempstead, New York, where he just, no matter how busy he is, he talks to the people 2 days a week. He's in the store, and he talks to the record-buying public and finds out just what they want.
He's a fabulous man. There's no doubt about it. Of course, the MGM people gave you serious things, Bill, and Archie is not giving you serious things. Of course, it's pretty serious when you get the royalty check for 2.5 million records. But I was speaking of a different type of seriousness. They gave you big ballads, didn't they, over at MGM? Musical
yes, they
comedy
did.
Scores. Well, does this mean now that you're no longer going to go to that type of music for your career?
Well, no, we may do some. But Archie and I, in our very first meeting, decided that the hits today came much quicker and much easier on novelty and happy things for a person of my style singing. And we don't want to get typed any one certain way, so we probably will put some out. But
yes. When I walked in the studio a few minutes ago, you beat me here, Bill. You were sitting over in the corner there playing this pogo cello, which is probably the strangest-looking instrument I've ever seen. Would you like to describe it for the audience this morning?
I'll try. It's about 5 feet tall. Looks like a pogo stick in that it has a spring on the bottom and a little bouncing post. About maybe a foot off the ground, there's a tin can like you would put candy in. And there's one wire stretched over this can and goes up to the top of the instrument. On the top, it has a few little jangling pieces of metal, and you bounce it on the floor and then beat it with a stick.
Well, I tell you now, that's a very lucid description, I will grant you. But I think probably we've confused people in 168 markets of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum from coast to coast. Supposing you retire back over to the corner where you were, because we want to keep you far enough away that you don't lay our decibel reading needle all the way over. And let's listen to you play just a bit of a solo. Now, first of all, tell me, Bill, you can't carry a melody on this, can you? This is strictly a rhythm instrument.
Strictly rhythm. There's no tone to it.
Will you go ahead and give us a couple of tones, will you, Bill?
Love to.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Mr. Bill Hayes playing a little selection on a pogo cello, and you'll be hearing it later on a record. But go ahead, Bill. Let's give us a sample. Bill Hayes, world's great musician with the pogo cello. Well, let's listen to how it sounds now, this strange African instrument, the pogo cello, used on this new record that Bill Hayes has made for Cadence called Quella Quella.
Quella, jibum, bum, bum. Quella, jibum, bum, bum. Won't you offer your love to me? Jibum, bum, jibum, bum, bum. Quella, jibum, bum, bum. Quella, jibum, bum, bum. I will treat you so tenderly. Shaboom, 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 boom, boom. In Africa, you see, woo-hoo! When a young man loves a maid, woo-hoo! He stands beneath her window and sings his serenade. And with his happy song, woo-hoo! He tries to let her know, woo-hoo! She's his one and only. He loves her so. Quella, shaboom, boom, boom. Quella, shaboom, boom, boom. If you offer your heart to me, shaboom, boom, shaboom, boom, boom. Quella, shaboom, boom. Quella, shaboom, boom, boom. I will keep it eternally. Shaboom, boom, boom, boom. Quella, shaboom, boom, boom. Quella, shaboom, boom, boom. Won't you offer your love to me? So tenderly, shaboom, shaboom, boom, boom. In Africa, you see, when a young man loves a maid, he stands beneath her window and sings a serenade. And with his happy song, he tries to let her know that she's his one and only. He loves her so. Quella, shaboom, boom, boom. Quella, shaboom, boom, boom. If you offer your heart to me, shaboom, boom, shaboom, boom, boom. Quella, shaboom, boom, boom. Quella, shaboom, boom.
That's Bill Hayes in a Cadence recording called Quella Quella, featuring the strange musical device known as the pogo cello, which was described to you by Bill on our tape interview just a few minutes ago. I hope that you don't laugh at me, but rather with me, when I tell you, and it's a true story, that Quella Quella is a great seller of music in Africa. And the African people, West Africans, South Africans, East or North, wherever they happen to live, are great lovers of music. And they were the ones, of course, that gave to the world a song called Skokie a couple of years ago. And this is truly an African melody called Quella Quella. Over in Africa, just like here, of course, they love Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. You will, too, if you'll give yourself a chance. Get a couple of packs today. Will you, mother or dad or youngster? You buy Wrigley Spearmint, you'll love it. This is Howard Miller from Chicago, where it's still raining. We'll see you tomorrow, a little bit wetter. Until then, you stay dry. We love you all. Goodbye for now from Chicago.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show, with music on record, brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Be sure and join Howard Miller tomorrow at this same time, when his guest will be Mrs. Archie Blyer, one of the famed cordettes from her residence in Freeport, Long Island. This is the CBS Radio Network.
Here is an important announcement about Colgate's new detergent.